It happens at least a few times in the life of any vehicle. Some sound comes out of the car or truck that just doesn't sound right. Maybe it happens once and never again. More likely, it comes back more frequently until something breaks or comes off or otherwise quits working. So let's talk about horrible vehicle noises. Zach Edwards is the owner of Ashland Automotive. He's our partner in a monthly segment we call The Squeaky Wheel. In this context, you are the squeaky wheel. Give us a call or email to talk about automotive issues you've had or are currently having, particularly those with the loud noises. 800-838-3760. And we'll switch to the fun drive mode. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Zach, welcome back to The Exchange.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
So I was trying to think about horrible things that I've heard with cars. I guess the most horrible thing is to hear absolutely nothing when you turn the key.
Yeah, that can happen.
So let's start there. If there's absolutely nothing, I mean, you don't even hear that little tit-tit-tit-tit, like your battery's not, you know, too weak to turn the starter. If nothing happens, are there a couple different possible options there?
Yeah. So the first thing you want to look for if that does happen is all the lights on the dash will normally come on when you turn the key into the on position, or in the case of a push-button car, the first press of the button is going to engage everything. And so that all the dash lights go into what's called a prove out mode to kind of show you that they're all working. And if those lights do come on, it would indicate one thing. And if they don't come on, it would indicate another. So let's say if they don't come on, we'll probably have a problem either with an extremely dead battery, because even with a partially dead battery, you're going to get those lights to come on because they don't take much electricity. But if they don't come on at all, it could be a problem with the electrical portion of the on-off switch of the car. If they're on, but you don't hear anything after that, when you go to actually crank the engine over, could be a problem with the starter. Likely, if it's a partially dead battery, you're going to hear that rapid clicking, the click, 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 click,
yep.
click, 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 click. That's my best impersonation
of a
bad battery.
Instantly what you meant, yeah.
Yeah. So that rapid clicking is the solenoid inside your starter trying to engage, but it's unable to because it doesn't have quite enough power, not enough voltage to hold the – it's a little spring-loaded plunger, basically, and when it gets sucked in, it makes contact between two big pieces of copper. And that rapid clicking, you're hearing that spring-loaded plunger bouncing back and forth because it's unable to engage all the way. So that's a pretty good common noise happening right now.
Let's talk about assuming the car does start, though, when you get that kind of sound. It's like it's almost like there are horses under the hood, the sort of screaming sound that goes, woo, 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 and then it goes away sometimes.
I don't know if I've heard that, a horse sound. You mean like a squealing?
Like a belt or something.
Yeah, there's definitely, I think a lot of people might be hearing new noises this morning because it's so cold.
Right.
And that could be one of them. It's not uncommon for a power steering, the belt, which is turning a power steering pump, to be slipping on cold, cold mornings, and you're going to get a really loud screeching or whining noise at first startup until that everything kind of warms up and the fluid gets moving, and the belt is under, you know, a lot of tension, and if it's not tensioned properly or if it's glazed over, sometimes they can become glazed, and so they kind of lose their grip, and they need maximum grip and tension when it's cold. So this morning, you know, 25 degrees, it's definitely testing everything happening right now because our cars aren't used to this, you know, this type of cold weather.
Yeah, I made a little request before I turned the key. I said, please start. And it wasn't a great speed on the starter, but it was enough to get the engine going. So here we are.
Good.
Zach Edwards is our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Our monthly segment is called The Squeaky Wheel. We're asking for you to describe the squeaks and clanks and grunts and groans of your car and help us figure out what has happened to your car. Or tell us a good story about what happened when you had a horrible noise come from your car. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone. Send your email versions to jx@jeffnet.org. Before we get away from cold weather, though, I did want to ask about the, because it brings up the question about the fluids and whether strange things happen to them in cold weather.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, cold weather puts everything in your car to the test. And so we know that coolant is also called antifreeze. And So in the summer and in the winter, it actually keeps your engine cool from extreme temperatures. But it's kind of a dual purpose fluid. So it's meant to draw heat away from components that generate a lot of heat from friction. But if it freezes, it's going to expand. And so they mix this ethylene glycol in with distilled water to make this concoction of fluid that has a very low freezing point. And if that fluid is aged out or expired, because it at least the fluids of the past had, you know, age limits. A lot of cars now have what they call lifetime fluids, but that's a different topic for maybe a different day, because they oftentimes don't actually last a lifetime. So, you know, in the event of coolant or antifreeze not working properly, it can freeze in sub-freezing temperatures. And then when it freezes, it expands. And it's amazing the power of expanding water and what it can take a cast iron engine block and just split it right down the side. It's just amazing what it can do. And so bad things happen when your antifreeze no longer acts as an antifreeze and actually freezes. You know, plastic components rupture easily, hose connections stop sealing. The expansion and contraction that happens can be really tough on a car.
Wow. Okay. We're taking a couple of calls here about things that go on that make your make horrible sounds under the hood of your car. We got a call here from Stephen Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Zach Edwards and the squeaky wheel. Steve, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Zach, this is a question about your shop. I've used it in the past, and having cars that I've had for a long time, it seems like the price of repairing your car has gone way up in the last 5 years. You know, maybe you could explain that a little. It's a lot more than it used to be to fix my car.
All right. Thanks for that, Steve.
That's a great question. I think that there's a lot of factors involved in the price of auto repair. One of them is just the price of auto repair parts have gone up. In some cases, and in other cases, the price of parts have gone down, and also the price of labor. Having to buy the technology required and the tooling and equipment required to operate a shop is just very expensive. And in the old days, when you might be remembering I don't know about 5 years, but maybe longer than that, maybe 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there wasn't such a demand for the variety of tools and equipment that are required now. And so shop owners weren't burdened with that incredible overhead that they are now burdened with. And of course, there's other overhead besides tools and equipment. But yeah, it's mostly tools and equipment and continuing education. It's just a nonstop effort to try and stay current in today's marketplace with
the way you describe the things that go on with cars and the computers and the operating systems, it just boggles my mind.
Yeah, yeah. And you think of Toyota alone, just Toyota makes 30 different models of cars, and those models change every single year. And that's just one car maker. So there's a lot to know, there's a lot to understand, and there's a lot of tools and equipment to buy and to keep the staff not only safe, but happy so that they can provide for their families. We just have to set our prices so that we can keep our great people employed and happy at work and safe.
All right, this is the squeaky wheel on the Jefferson Exchange. We're seeking your calls about specific things going on with your car, noises, things that you have emanated from your car that you just couldn't explain, and maybe they went away, and maybe they stuck around long enough to cause some horrible problem. Share a story about ugly noises coming from under the hood or elsewhere on your car on the Jefferson Exchange. 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Tommy in Arcata. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. Tommy, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay. What it is, thank you. I have a 1999.
Tommy, I think if your radio is on, it may be confusing you. Would you turn it down, please?
Totally, yeah. Sorry about that. Okay, what it is, I have a 1999 Toyota Camry, little four-cylinder. And when I'm driving down the road, I get like this humming sound coming from somewhere under. It sounds like it goes, and then I can tap on the throttle or take my foot off the throttle and it goes away. But it comes back, you know. So I don't know if I have a vacuum leak somewhere, or exactly what it is.
So let me ask you a question real quick, Tommy. So when you tap on the throttle and the noise goes away, does it just go away temporarily and then comes back immediately, or does it go away for an extended period of time?
It goes away for, you know, it varies. Sometimes it goes away for a couple minutes, but it always comes back. You know, sometimes it comes back right away, and sometimes it doesn't. You know, but it always comes back, and I don't know if I have if it's actually connected to my throttle or if it's something else.
And does it sound like it's, you said underneath the car? It doesn't sound like it's inside the car?
Correct.
So the first thing I would look at, tires can make a noise like that. Sometimes if you have an older set of tires and they were and the rubber has hardened, they can and also if they have a kind of a choppy wear pattern, they can really make a loud humming noise. And but I wouldn't think that would go away if you gave the throttle a little punch or decelerated.
Right.
But also wheel bearings can make strange noises. That's, and they can operate.
I was wondering.
Yeah. So that wheel bearing on that car is a sealed unit. It's not like a serviceable wheel bearing where you can take it apart and clean it and put new grease in it.
No, I have to pull the axle, don't I?
Yeah, so, and that's a safety issue because eventually that wheel bearing can seize up or it can just break apart. And definitely I would get that looked at, and good luck.
Thanks for the call, Tommy and Arcade. Appreciate it. So wheel bearings now, the sealed bearings you're talking about, would they make more of a consistent sound like that versus the old wub, wub, wub that I got used to with wheel bearings in the past?
It's hard. With noises like that, it's really hard to predict how they're going to be. Normally, a wheel bearing is a whirring, like a or a, some people might call that a low rumble or growl.
Yeah. That was the wub, wub I was referring to.
Yeah. But you know, in the past, we've been kind of duped by wheel bearings before, where they make stranger noises, and it can just be so difficult with those funny noises.
The squeaky wheel here on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about noises that cars make and how we take care of them. 800-838-3760 to share your story or ask a question, or send it to jx@jeffnet.org. Here's a call from Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Exchange.
Well, good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning, Zach.
Howdy.
Good morning.
Okay, well, let's see. My favorite noise is the one I least expect. It's like I'm warming up my car, but my engine is so quiet. When I get back in and I sit down, I accidentally turn on the ignition again, and it engages the starter motor when it's already started the engine. So
yeah, that little ack sound tells you made a mistake.
Sound, yeah. But I was just going to say, guys, that you should shout out. This is a shout out to everybody. Best time to buy a new or used car is right about now, late autumn or early winter, and then you can find out, you know, to prevent all these strange noises from happening because you bought it like in the spring or in the summer time.
Oh, so it's the it's going to make all the noises it would make now,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
All right,
thanks.
Yeah.
All right, so thoughts on that, Zach?
You know, I think if, okay, you're going to probably hear those noises, you're going to need that car to have its first start of the day, and probably early in the morning, because of course we have a lot of temperature increase and decrease around here. So if you go to the lot at, you know, 3 in the afternoon, the warmest part of the day, and that car hasn't been started, you might hear any strange engine noises or you might not. But if you could get there at 7 a.m., go to that car lot at 7 a.m. and say, I want to hear that car start up, first cold start of the day, yeah, you'll probably hear some noises that you wouldn't hear later in the day. So I think there's definitely some truth to that. But my suggestion is always, you know, if you're going to buy a used car, to take that car to a shop and get it inspected so that you can really get an overall picture of what you're getting, because a professional technician is going to see things. It's amazing what we can see. We just are constantly looking at cars. We eat, sleep, and breathe cars, and we know what to look for, and we can pass that along to you with an inspection, and so that we can kind of give you our insight, and it can save any consumer a lot of hassle down the road.
This is the Squeaky Wheel. We're having a real Squeaky Wheel discussion this month on the program with Zach Edwards from Ashland Automotive. Here's a call from Mike in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Okay, so I know I should have filled it up with antifreeze before we moved it in the garage, but we're working on a classic 66 Mustang with 289. We filled it up with water just so we can run it from the side, from my side access up into my garage, the fully finished garage, everything. I have good seals on my doors, but still filled with water, and we have the fuel system torn apart right now, including the tank. Should I crawl under and pull the lower radiator hose to drain the block, or should I be okay for another couple weeks, you think, just sitting with straight water in the engine?
And it's in a garage, you say?
It's in a house garage.
Yep, absolutely drain it, because another feature and function of coolant and antifreeze is a rust inhibitor. And so you don't want rust forming, scales forming in those narrow coolant passages. When you get the scaling in there, you know, those scales eventually dislodge and create blockages. And again, it's distilled water, not just tap water. So just go get yourself a gallon or two of distilled water. They're a dollar a gallon at the grocery store. And mix up a 50-50 mix, which is a completely fine mixture for our climate, of antifreeze and distilled water, and pour it in there, and or just leave the system empty. But the trick is, you know, you can pull your lower radiator hose, but you might not drain the block on that because you've got water sitting up in places. I'm not sure if the 289 has a block drain. Used to be some engines have a little plug you can pull actually on the side of the engine block that will allow you to drain out the block as well, because you definitely don't want plain water sitting in there, even if it's not in danger of freezing. It's just the rust factor.
Okay, good advice. Thanks for that.
I had a feeling on that. I just was like, oh, I should call for clarification.
That was a good noise.
Make sure that like, oh, you're good for like a week kind of thing.
All right.
The parts house sent us the wrong part of the fuel line, so we're kind of hung up until that ships in. So I can't run the car until I get that part of the fuel line. Go great. Go figure.
Good luck, man.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. This is the Squeaky Wheel on the Jefferson Exchange. You said that part ships in. I want to be clear that it was a P. We're good. We're good. Yeah. We've generally dealt with the engine and wheel kinds of things. Now, what about the things like when you tap on the brakes and you get that kind of grinding sound?
Yeah. So we've seen some of the craziest things actually, and brake noises. They generally are a result of, you know, a low grade quality brake pad. Some brake pads have a lot more metallic material than other brake pads, and that creates for a harder pad that lasts longer but can be a little noisier. But once the friction material, which is glued to the backing of the brake pad, and you know, the backing is a metallic plate that is stuck into a brake caliper, and on the edge of that metallic plate there's friction material that's maybe a, you know, 3/8 of an inch thick or something. And when that material eventually wears out, because it just always does eventually, you're going to have what's called metal to metal contact, and that can be really abrasive and harsh sounding. So in the past we've seen some cars come in where they've been they've had a brake pad that's been metal contact with a metal rotor for so long that actually the outside of the rotor has been worn down to where there's nothing left but the interior air fins of the metal rotor. So there's actually nothing left of the brake rotor. I mean, I can't believe how unsafe this is, and people have come in with that.
Because there's nothing to stop with.
There's nothing, yeah. And what can happen is, of course, the brake piston, the caliper's piston, because it's extending so far past its normal travel, it actually just pops out completely. Then you lose all your brake fluid, and you lose a portion of your braking system. Unfortunately, modern cars have divided up the brake system.
So they're separate channels?
Exactly. Okay. So you would still have your rear brakes if that was a front, or you'd still have your front brakes if that was a rear. But when asked, you know, the inspection comes back in from the back part of the garage, and the technician says, you know, there's nothing left, or shows us a picture of it, and our eyes get all big, and we go to the customer and say, you know, when did you first start hearing this noise? And I just remember this one. She said, well, just this morning. And we said, really? So you haven't heard a noise until now? Nope. But we know that that must have been happening for at least a year, driving every single day. And sometimes people just, they rock out. They listen into their music, or they're talking on the phone, and they're just not, you know, in tune with what's happening with the car. And maybe for whatever reason, that one day, this customer turned the radio down and was just in tune with the car and heard that noise and luckily brought it in. But it is important to, you know, when you're listening to, you know, we get in our busy lives and we're listening to music or talking on the phone, and you got to kind of pay attention to what's going on with the car, because it's a big safety issue.
It is. It's a great suggestion to end on, is every so often turn the radio down and turn the blower down too. If you get the air conditioning roaring or the heater going, just turn down. Just listen for a second.
First start of the day, just listen to your car and make sure you get used to what it's supposed to sound like, and then you can hear if something funky is starting to happen.
Okay, all kinds of fun noises and some not so fun ones as well. Yeah. Zach Edwards comes in once a month to join us for a segment we call The Squeaky Wheel. He is the proprietor of Ashland Automotive. Zach, always good to have you here.
Thanks, Jeff.